My dear friends in Christ, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, who is Jesus the Christ. Amen. From the Gospel of St. Mark that Paul read for us earlier, just to repeat a couple of those verses, Jesus comes to the Pharisees. The Pharisees are complaining because the disciples are eating without having washed properly. And they say to Jesus, observing that they had not followed the tradition of the elders, "Why do your disciples not live according to the tradition of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" The traditions. If you go on and on in that gospel lesson, you hear that word tradition. Tradition. We are surrounded, are we not? Wherever we are in life, by traditions. We have traditions in the communities in which we live, the communities that we were brought up in, the traditions that hold us fast. Ephraim. Lots of traditions in Ephraim, Wisconsin. Norwegian, Moravian traditions. Fearball tradition. A lot of things tradition in this community. Think about the traditions of our families. The family traditions are so important. They are the glue in many ways, are they not? That hold us together. We get together at those times that have significant traditional value for us. The holiday times, birthdays, anniversaries, whatever it might be. Traditions are so vitally important for family communities. And then think about our faith communities. Think about Ephraim, Moravian Church. And the traditions that we have here. Just look at that insert, the dearly departed. The traditions that holds before our eyes. All kinds of traditions wherever we turn in life. And some of the traditions are meaningful and good and ought to be kept, and some of them perhaps not so much. Think about a young couple. They had been recently married, and the wife in the equation decided she was going to make her first really big meal. And it was going to be a ham dinner. And so she got her ham, she got her pan, and she cut off the ends of the ham, put it in the oven. Husband looked at her and said, Why did you cut the ends of the ham off? And she said, "Because my mother always did." And so at the next gathering of the family, the young man asked his mother-in-law, "Why is it you cut the ends of the ham off before putting it in the oven?" And she said, "Because my mother always did it that way." And grandma happened to be at the gathering too, and so he goes to grandma. And he asks her, "Why did you always cut the ends of the ham off before you put it into the oven, in the pan?" And she said, "Well, I bought that ham and it was too big for the pan. And so I cut the ends off, I put it in the pan, and it fit in the oven." And so traditions sometimes are born. They can be born even in those rather silly ways. And probably they're still doing it today. Traditions. We sang that song, "I Love to Tell the Story." That's kind of a Carlson tradition. My father, 8th grade educated, a Gideon, out in the western part of Minnesota. But he did more than go speak for the Gideons. He was often asked to to preach when pastors were on vacation or even interim times between pastorates. He would go to small communities and sometimes preach for several weeks. He was a businessman, but his word was always, if I had it to do over again, I'd go into the full-time work of the Lord. Well, both my brother and I did. Tradition. He sang. He loved that story. I loved to tell the story. And so we sang that song a lot. It's a beautiful song. Great message. Traditions. Jesus happened upon the Pharisees who were holding their traditions and there are 650 laws and codes that people had to follow in order to somehow impress God, in order to somehow make their relationship right with God. We got to follow all these things. And so they were asking, why do your disciples not wash their hands according to our code? And Jesus says to them, you put aside God's command and obey the teachings of men. You hold on to human tradition in a much stronger way than you hold on to that beloved word of God. Well, you would think 2,000 years later that we perhaps are not like that. But perhaps sometimes our traditions can outweigh that word of God that comes to us in very meaningful and spiritual ways. Empty traditions at times. I love traditions. One of my favorite, when I was a pastor actively, I still am a pastor, but when I was active full-time, was baptisms. Oh, what a powerful experience. The hand of God coming upon that child and saying, you are my son, you are my daughter. This is the beginning of your journey with me, and I claim you as my own. And sometimes people would refer to it simply as getting it done. Getting it done. It's not just getting it done. It is allowing this child to become a part of this family into which it is being brought in baptism, that they may walk throughout their lives with their God. The Christian faith is not simply showing up, but it's hearing that word, allowing that word to penetrate, and then making a difference as we walk our lives the remainder of the week. The game the Pharisees were playing was a game of tradition. But their heart was far from that tradition. They were playing the game of laws and codes, but their love did not match that. Tradition sometimes can be so powerful. I suspect the crowd here this morning understands and knows that stage play very well, Fiddler on the Roof. In 1970, I was a pastor in a church, and we took 70 young people to New York City for a youth convention, along with 9 other chaperones. One of the things we did in New York City was we saw Fiddler on the Roof, Zero Mostel, Tevye. And he not only sang that tradition, but Tevye also said these words. Because of our tradition, we've kept our balance for many, many years. Here in Anatevka, we have traditions for everything. How to eat, how to sleep, how to wear clothes. For instance, we always keep our heads covered and always wear a little prayer shawl. This shows our constant devotion to God. You may ask, how did this tradition start? I'll tell you, I do not know. But it's a tradition. a tradition. Paraphrasing Jesus, he said to the Pharisees, "You put aside God's teaching and rather obey the teachings of man." Albert Schweitzer spoke to a graduating class of school of boys in England back in 1935. And he said to those boys, "I do not know what your destiny will be. Some of you will perhaps occupy remarkable positions. Perhaps some of you may be famous by your pens or as artists. But I know one thing. The only ones among you who will be truly happy are those who have sought and found out how to serve." How to serve. God has called each one of us here this morning, and God speaks to us. God speaks to us a word of love and of truth. He speaks to us a word of courage and of hope. He allows us to place our heads on his son's beating heart and to hear that word. Sometimes the traditions will try to drown out that word, and it can happen very easily. But that word is so powerful. May God grant us the grace and the wisdom to place ourselves on the beating heart of our Lord Jesus Christ so that we may hear that word of God, that word of love, and that word of peace that is so vital for everybody in this world.